Dear brethren and sisters, Brother Roberts wrote several books, two of which were entitled The Way of Providence and The Visible Hand of God. As we reflect upon our lives, we can undoubtedly see the way of providence has been shaping our path in which we should walk. Even though we may have been unaware of the importance of the events that were taking place at any one time. Then there are those occasions when we're able to identify the hand of God at work in our lives. And we may wonder at deity's mercy, his compassion, his understanding, his love. And yet each event is directed to bring us unto glory. But, dear brothers and sisters, what is most remarkable in these last days is the clarity of the events we see developing before us as we witness the hand of God maneuvering the nations to bring about his purpose in the earth. Some of the events spoken of by the prophets have taken thousands of years in preparation and only been fulfilled in our lifetime. Others have been fulfilled in the past century. Events which are prophesied by Ezekiel, by Isaiah, and many others, referring to the Jews returning to their lands. While some speak of the developing world events, such as those involving Britain, Europe, Russia. Indeed, the fulfillment of some of the prophecies required Israel to be occupying the land of their forefathers in order that they might be accomplished. To this end, Britain was called to take up a role as the King of the South, as recorded in Daniel 11, verse 40. She was brought forth against the Turk, marking the drying up of the Euphrates. When her role was accomplished, Britain withdrew, making way for the King of the North. We are currently witnessing the development of Russia as King of the North, occupying the region of Antioch, the ancient Seleucid capital, and we wait still for further developments in that area. Israel will turn to Russia in the latter days as Russia as the latter day Assyrian. And Russia will offer her assurance of safety, even as former kings of Israel and Judah sought safety with Assyria in the past. Yet, as her guarantor, the latter-day Assyrian, the Gog of Ezekiel, will be drawn down upon the mountains of Israel, seizing the opportunity to proceed to take the gold of Egypt. Now that this oppressor should be able to descend upon the mountains of Israel is but a recent phenomenon. For prior to May 1948, Ezekiel's prophecy would not, could not be fulfilled. For there was no Israel, only a land known as Palestine. The proclamation of the State of Israel in May 1948 resulted in a war with overwhelming forces attacking God's people, the Jews. The Arabs thought that they might overcome this rabble of a makeshift army, but they underestimated the power of the highest. This was God's battle. This was not simply a nation aspiring to independence. Deity had called his people back to the land. They had heeded the call. They would defeat their Arab neighbors and form the tribe of Judah, spoken of in prophecy concerning the people who occupy the land of Israel. The peace lasted some 11 years until June 67, and the Six-Day War ensued. This resulted in Jerusalem being freed from Gentile control. The city of David was now back in the hands of the Jews. Their city, their land. Think, dear brothers and sisters, as we read through this chapter in Isaiah, as we stand with Israel, listening to the prophet's words, true, they were directed in particular at Judah in the days of the prophet. Yet they nevertheless will find fulfillment again. Verses 1 to 4. Thus saith Yahweh that created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am Yahweh thy Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee, since thou wast precious in my sight. Thou hast been honourable, and I love thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Deity is, as it were, telling the nation of events that would come upon them. Both the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah, both of them had fallen away from following the Lord their God. They both turned to idolatry. Israel being carried away into captivity in Hezekiah's fifth year. Judah would enter into captivity under the Babylonians and serve them 70 years. Nevertheless, they would be brought back into the land, but as a vassal kingdom under Cyrus the Persian. No longer an independent people, but they were now subject to the kingdoms of men, as depicted by Nebuchadnezzar's image. I'm sorry about that. We, dear brothers and sisters, are living in the feet phase period. The feet made of iron and clay. The iron, representative of the rigid Roman power, was the clay depicting the people's democratic power, no longer willing to be governed by strict authoritarian bureaucracy, but compelling governments to be accountable to them. This, dear brethren and sisters, we are living in exciting times. This week, we feel that yet another event will take place, bringing Europe into line with God's purpose of aligning the nations to prepare them to enter upon the land of Israel. The land which has been brought back from the sword. When the Gogian host comes against God's people to part the land, for which deity will punish the nations for their actions against his people. So, dear brothers and sisters, we can have no two-state solution for Israel without suffering God's wrath. For it is Sheba, Dedan, and the British mercantile power who oppose Russia and the Franco-German alliance, etc. They inquire, "Art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take away a great spoil?" Then is displayed the sign in heaven when our Lord destroys the Gogian host on the mountains of Israel. Nevertheless, dear brethren and sisters, the people will first have their say on Thursday as to whether they wish to remain part of the European Union or not. The government is doing all it can to influence the remain outcome, but the electorate are independently minded. Many insisting that they will vote to leave, which is against government policy, forcing Britain to leave the European Union. Even as many of us have long believed that ought to be the case. But, dear brothers and sisters, as we look to the referendum, I wonder whether our Lord has already indicated the probable outcome already. For we are fully aware that when Margaret Thatcher came to power in 1979, her primary aim was to destroy the power of the unions, especially the miners' union. And so in 1984-85, she defeated the miners, bringing about the pit closures through the 80s, leaving all but a handful in operation. And we, last December, read of the closure of the Kellingley pit, which was the last deep mine pit in England. So no more coal mines, no more mines. What is more, dear brothers and sisters, the Tata Steel Company are keen to close the plant at Port Talbot. The steel industry of Britain will soon be wrapped up. What is there then to keep Britain in the European Union? For the EU was founded upon the European Coal and Steel Community Trade Agreement, which arose to prevent further war between France and Germany. This criteria is no longer applicable to Britain's needs. She doesn't require to be in the European Union. But we will view with interest the outcome of the referendum coming this Friday, the 24th of June. So, dear brothers and sisters, so much for those exciting events which are taking place in the world. But what of deity's response to his people? He says to them, verse 5, "Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the end of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him." Think, dear brothers and sisters, it is God who is in control. We need not fear the outcome of this referendum. We need not be overburdened with the arguments for or against. God is in control of both the result and the issues with which this country is faced. He will arrange for the right people to be in the right place at the right time. We need not fear what the future holds. Remember the words of deity? What he said to his people? "Fear not, for I am with thee." This is the confidence that we each must hold to. deity will be at our side. The road may be rough. Life may be tough. Government may become resentful. But the end is near. Think on those words. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the end of the earth, even every one that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Dear brothers and sisters, we must take encouragement from these words, believing that deity has appointed us to glory. We must not doubt the promises of God. So deity declares in encouraging the nation, verse 10, ye are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Saviour. We, dear brothers and sisters, must at this time take this encouragement to ourselves. We now are God's witnesses. We must declare to the world God's purpose, the coming disaster that lies at the door. You know, dear brothers and sisters, we come here Sunday by Sunday to remember our Lord and Master Jesus Christ. Think, dear brothers and sisters, think on these events, for they're under the control of the Lord Jesus Christ. For he has been given all power in heaven and earth to control the affairs of mankind. He has left on record a personal message to his servants as contained in the Apocalypse. It is imperative that we study his last message, which God gave to him to implement. This is our wisdom. Let us not let the matter slip. Jesus is coming. Think on what deity said to the Jews in Isaiah's days. Verse 14. Thus saith Yahweh, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles, and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. Now, although these events were applicable to those which befell Judah in the days of Ezekiel and Daniel, yet deity had indicated to the nation that it was for your sakes I have sent to Babylon. Yes, they were required to change their ways. They were idolaters. Thus they were caused to experience idolatry to the full. There would be no escaping idol worship. They were cast back to the land from which Abraham had been called out, a place of idol worshippers. But think, dear brothers and sisters, of the time when the Gog and Magog should come down on Israel. They too, as did the Chaldeans, will come down with ships upon a people who have turned their backs on God. Israel will be scattered in that day. They have mainly relied upon the strength of their own arm. Indeed, those of a more secular society plainly claim that all that they have achieved was brought about by their own efforts, and that God had no part in what they have achieved in Israel this day. It is truly sad, dear brothers and sisters, to realize that the people through whom deity chose to reveal his purpose should adopt such a stand. Our wisdom, brothers and sisters, is to recognize how close we are to the end of Gentile times. We see in the rising of the influence of the papacy, we see Russia bearing down upon her neighbors, we see Germany, the land of Magog, becoming a major influence in Europe, and what she failed to achieve in two world wars, she is achieving through economic strength right now. She is in credit to the European Union of some £64 billion, and to the rest of the world another £68 billion. Thus the EU countries of Greece, Ireland, Italy, Spain are paying a heavy price to be bailed out by their financiers. The EU might implode and tear itself apart. And should Greece default, then there are those gracious arms of the Russian bear waiting to embrace her, lest she fall and humble herself. Can we see the EU opposing Russia if she should seize Constantinople to take back St. Sophia? Will America be interested in Europe if Britain pulls out of the EU? Will NATO still exist? We can be sure of one thing. The world will become more unstable as nations start to flex their muscles at what they see as a power vacuum. Yes, the world is just right for the coming of Messiah. They see no way out of the crisis which envelops them. They will look to Israel. They will think to plunder her riches. They'll set their desires upon Egypt. They will seize the Suez Canal, gaining a waterway of strategic importance. They will doubtless think to impose tariffs on British shipping, making use of the facility. Yes, world events are warming up very nicely. Thank you. Then think of the words of the provided by deity to his people. Verse 15. I am Yahweh, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith Yahweh, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth a chariot and horse, the army and the power, they shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Yes, dear brothers and sisters, these words do have a future feel about them, when the destruction will come from the presence of the Lord. But note how a deity states quite clearly, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. How different will be the cry from the words which fell from the lips of the people in Christ's day. We have no king but Caesar. But here, in the time of great distress, when Israel is placed under the Gogin horde, when she prays an earnest prayer from the heart, she is delivered by Messiah, by Yeshua HaMashiach. What relief will be upon the faces of the nation? But we, in God's mercy, dear brothers and sisters, we are invited to participate in this work with our Lord. We will be there to subdue the enemies of Christ. Are we ready for the coming conflict? Are we ready for the coming of the Master? Think on it, brothers and sisters. Think on it. Deity causes us to look to the future. Verse 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honour me, the dragons and the owls, because I gave waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, to give drink to my people, my chosen. Think of that beautiful vision which Isaiah relates. Think on that time when the desert shall blossom as a rose. Think, dear brothers and sisters, when many people shall say, let us go up to the house, to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Think, brethren and sisters, this is about to become a reality. This is what we each stand related to. There is no uncertainty in the matter. Christ is at the door. And so as we take the emblems which lie upon the table, let us remember with gratitude the work of our Lord, which he has accomplished on our behalf, in opening up the way of life for each one of us, that we might have life forevermore. For, says the Almighty, for I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own name's sake, and will not remember thy sins.